Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. Hello, calling the meeting to order. Hello. Per Lisa's wonderful recommendation, I'm going to start the meeting by taking everybody a 3 deep breaths. And cite an intention for this to be a congenial meeting with each other and treat each other with respect and take it easy today. So we'll start the meeting now. So we'll do a roll call.
It's the KBFA LSB meeting, February 17th, 2018. Carol Wolfley, Secretary. Adams Sharon has an excused absence. Okay. Ahmad Anderson. Kempisi William. Kempisi William here. Chris Corey.
Yeah.
Chris here. Brian Crowell. Brian Crowell here. Lisa Detmer. Lisa Detmer here. Anthony Fest.
Here.
Anthony Fest here. Sasha Futron. Sasha Futron absent. Christina Huggins. Christina Huggins here. Sabrina Jacobs asked for an excused absence. Tim Lynch. Tim Lynch here. Scott Olson. Okay, I'll come back to that. TM Scruggs asked for an excused absence. Aki Tanaka. Aki Tanaka here. Carol Travis. Carol Travis here. Andrea Turner. I think, and Andrea, right? Am I saying it wrong? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Tom Borges. Tom Borges here. Carol Wolfley here. Richard Walensky. Richard Walensky barely here. Marilla Arguelles. Marilla Arguelles here. Ramsey, should I speak up?
Oh.
Ramsey's Tion Nichols.
Hey, I'm on the phone.
Oh, good. By remote. Very good. Steve Zelser. Steve Zelser absent.
Steve is expected a little bit late.
Oh, okay.
And he was going to try to be on the phone.
Okay, I'll put down a dot. And Susan De Silva.
Yeah.
Susan De Silva here. Quincy McCoy. Hi. Thank you. All right, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Has everybody had an opportunity to look over the agenda?
Wait. I want to ask for excused absences. I wanted to request excused absences for Sharon Adams, Sabrina Jacobs, TM Scruggs. Was there anybody else? Okay, thank you.
Do I have a second? All those in favor? Opposed? Abstentions? So moved. So, back to the agenda. People have an opportunity to look over the agenda. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
Well, I...
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Object, if that's the proper term.
To what?
To the approval. I just have some issues to raise.
Oh, go raise
okay.
them.
Mostly, it's the things that Janet put in her email. First, this is my personal problem. I take exception to anyone being seated to fill a vacancy when we have not gone through the election runner-up list as provided for in the bylaws. I suspect we're going to forge ahead, but I just want it to, on record that I take exception to that. As to the agenda, as I think Janet said, executive session is probably not needed unless there's some confidential Pacifica matter to be discussed.
There are confidential matters to be discussed.
Okay. Then as to the delegate assembly, her point was that that should be done sitting as an LSB. We don't need to assemble as the delegates to do that. That's an LSB duty. Also, election of PNB committee members shouldn't be done yet. It's not about the bylaws, but the PNB hasn't yet selected directors for committees, as far as I know. Therefore, that item 11 is premature. The item 15, bylaws amendments, we're, by tradition, we don't do that until after the PNB votes. In fact, I think that's in the bylaws, not just by tradition. And I think, as was pointed out, a couple of the items, town halls and technology committee, are old business, not new business.
I wanted to clarify a couple things, Anthony. That if you have something that you want to go into the record, please put it on a piece of paper and write it. If you want something official, because you said you want it into the record. If you want it into the audio record, that's one thing. If you want something into the written record or the minutes, then please put it on a piece of paper and turn it in to me. Second, I think about the executive session, there are things that we do need to discuss, as Christina said, and for the delegate assembly, I have received a request from the PNB to send names for those who were elected, so that's why I am put it on the agenda.
Thank you.
Anthony, what is the runner-up list that you refer to?
It's provided for in the bylaws that runners up from the election.
I mean specifically, what's the list?
Okay. It was because the election supervisor did not break out individual runner-up candidates, the PNB contracted with Jerry Goodman to analyze the ballot data and essentially finish the work of the election supervisor.
And so it's Jerry Goodman's list?
Well, generated from the ballot data, yes.
Okay.
And at the direction of the PNB. So it's as official as can be, I would say.
I have one more thing. I could make a report about the status of the lawsuit that I filed regarding the election. And we want to add that to the agenda or fit it into the agenda somewhere. Okay. I move amend the agenda so we have a report about the lawsuit that I filed, the status of the lawsuit that I filed relating. Before announcements, after approved minutes and before. No, I don't think so. Anywhere you guys want.
Do I have a second? Anthony, I was just looking recently at the bylaws, and this body could suggest new bylaws. So I don't think it's bad for it to be an agenda item on here.
Thank you. I think actually it's good to have as a standing thing because we don't know when or if ever the PMP will discuss them. And so if they're on our agenda, then we can always take care of them in the next meeting. So you're right. We won't take care of them this time unless somebody has some bylaws to propose. But.
Lisa?
Anthony, if you... I brought this up several times about the list. Have you gotten the list?
It's in an email, which we all should have. It was done, I don't know how long ago. I could go back and dig for it.
Okay, so the list exists in an email?
Yes.
Okay. So if you want, so you're asking for that list to be included into the process for how we make the fill the vacancy, right?
Well, I think the bylaws require that, and I realize there are ambiguities and possible contradictions in the bylaws, but that's what I think we ought to do.
Excuse me, I just want to rule right now that we actually voted on this. I think it was in November that there is not a certified list, therefore we were going to go ahead with the bylaws that support us appointing someone. And so let's move on, because there may be disagreements on this, but we voted as a board that was the way we would proceed. So I guess to approve the agenda as amended, we didn't. So where would you like to put it? What's the body's? After the GM report. Okay. After the GM report, so we'll fit him in there. That's okay, we'll make it 10. Part of the PNB report. 9A. Okay, so we have a motion to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor, please raise your hands. Those opposed?
Aye.
Okay, let's do it over. I'm sorry. All those in favor of approving the agenda as amended, please raise your hand. All those opposed? See, two opposed. Abstentions? No abstentions. The motion passes.
Who is on besides Ramses on Zoom? Hello?
Sabrina.
Okay, and you're at the 128 number? Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay, thank you. Let the record show that Sasha came in as well, Utron. So have people had an opportunity to review the minutes that were passed out here and sent out? Do I have a motion to approve the minutes? Second? I have a second. All those in favor of approving the minutes, please raise your hand. And those online on Zoom indicate. All those opposed?
Yes.
One opposed? Abstentions? Oh, two opposed? Okay. Abstentions?
This is Steve Zeltzer joining the meeting.
I hear you. Thank you.
Okay.
I'd like to take the opportunity, I should have before, really, to introduce someone here. I'm going to let Carol introduce him. Hold on.
I wanted to introduce Craig Dunkerley, who is a member of the Community Advisory Board, and he is here to support us as a parliamentarian. He's helping with the counts, and he will help with the election today.
Thank you, Carol. Would ask people on Zoom to mute their phones, please. There's noises in the background that are coming through. You know, unless you're ready to talk, obviously, but please mute your phones when you're not talking. And do we have any announcements? Seeing none, we'll go on with public comments. I'm sorry.
Hi. I'll start with what I did not plan to say, and that is that you do have members of the public here, and some of us cannot hear what is being said. Carol's voice is loud and clear. So is Lisa's, but many of the rest of you are whispering. On my side, I've already cranked up my hearing aid, so please take us seriously. Much more importantly, I want to call all of your attention to this month of special programming by the Amandla Collective at the station. I think it has been awesome. And I've already sent a couple of individual notes of thanks to programmers. But I'd like to call on the LSB to send a note of praise and thanks, which we all need. So that's my request to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Carol?
Hi, everybody. Some of you I know, some of you I don't. The agenda has an election of a delegate to fill a vacancy, and Aki nominated me, so I just wanted to say hello. I did email the wrong bio and then last night and then the right bio this morning. If anybody doesn't have it, I'm sorry you didn't get it, but you can pass that around. My background is that I've been a KPFA listener since the mid-60s. I served on the old LAB from 1999 through early 2004 when the new bylaws were adopted. I served on the interim PNB in the transition between the old corporate board and the newly elected board. I brought the listeners' lawsuit that settled that case. I was elected under the new bylaws for a 3-year term on the LSB, the first elected LSB. I served for a year and then resigned for health reasons. In the meantime, I've just been a kibitzer ever since. Keeping my hand in, paying especially very close attention to the finances. I have reviewed and read and studied every financial report and audits since 2002, and I have a pretty good grasp of the money. And I thank you all for all the time and effort you're putting in, and if I can be of service, I would like to be. So any questions anybody has for me, you can certainly ask them.
Thank you, Carol. Okay, we're going to go into the general manager's report.
Morning, everybody. So I'll begin with the winter fund drive is starting next week for us. In a memo to the staff this week, I said that this fund drive wouldn't be for the faint of heart. Only the true believers will be with us, and I'm sure we can live with that. Look, with all the bad press about Pacifica and the Empire State Building, you can safely bet that many of our listeners may take a pass on choosing to donate this drive. That was my first response, and I thought about that, and I said, yeah, I really can't blame them. And then on second thought, I realized it provided a perfect pivot for us to tell our story and alter the negative narrative and change a few minds before they make that wrong choice. In this drive, like others, we're going to be transparent about our position in all of this. We need to make the argument that while Pacifica and the Empire are negotiating their way to a deal, KPFA, on the other hand, must raise the necessary funds for us to continue to do our work of speaking truth to power. That's why we need our listeners' support. That's why they should think KPFA first and keep KPFA strong. That's the message that we're going to try to get out there to our allies. Every drive I mention in pitches and promos that there is a sacred bond between the listeners and us based on our 60-year mission. Our listeners realize that the cost of independence is high and the truth is powerful. We need to remind them that during this drive, that in order to provide a platform for independent voices and unfiltered news and analysis and the world's best alternative music, we need their continued support. The definition of a KPFA ally is a person in alliance with, united, connected, or a supporter of our common cause. During the drive, we must remind our core listeners of our partnership and our goals to educate and provide adversarial journalism. There can be no true civic engagement unless you move the needle of public discourse so that the voices of the citizens can be heard. We can't do that alone. I think if we can get that message out, they'll give us their support, and we'll be able to continue to fulfill our mission. Our goal is $700,000, and we will end on time with this drive. Actually, the drive began a week ago. We started asking early birds to donate in advance online so we can take those funds and use them as matches. And so far, we're over $20,000 in donations to help kickstart the drive. One quick note about listeners and donors that I want to mention. During the Empire State Media Blitz, I received many passionate letters and emails and phone calls in support of KPFA. Many folks had traveled through these rough waters with us before, and all they wanted to do was ask how they could help. I mean, it was really outstanding. It was like more like 95% to a few negatives where we got people saying, I want my money back, or a couple of things like that. So what I did was I thanked them and, you know, for their spirit and generosity and tried to assure them that the independent radio station that they love so much will continue to keep up our end of the bargain. And nobody knows what the future will bring, but in the meantime, we have work to do today, and we're going to continue broadcasting as long as we possibly can. Also in this report you will get from me, I will email it to the secretary, but I put the numbers in for the holiday drive because I really wanted to highlight in particular the anticipated revenue from morning drive that we knew would materialize and that it did. And then I put in another chart for that to show you the difference between the 8 o'clock hour revenue increases up to 156 to 158% increase in revenue. So then I have projected gains that we'll have in this next one and following fund drives to come. I want to give you an engineering update here. With the departure of Michael Yoshida, we've come to learn a few things about the station. Historically, knowledge of broadcast workflow was specialized in the engineering department. Producers and on-air hosts had fragmented understanding of technical methods. We've been able to piece together a picture of how the station has functioned as well as ferment trust and understanding in the different movements we're trying to make now toward the future, toward digital, toward the 21st century. KPFA studios were configured in such a particular way that made software and hardware updates a difficult and involved task. We're still having problems with that in a way. Bringing in new stuff, we have to match it with new materials. So there will be problems, and things will happen, but we're still moving ahead. We're working through these complexities toward a simplified solution, and we're going to automate and facilitate some of the things that we do so we don't have to reproduce the workflow and get rid of some of the redundancies that we have. And so that everybody knows they're all working in the same process and make things easier for everybody. We've stabilized and secured some operations by using consultants, pro bono mostly, in the interim as I still look around for a new chief engineer. We've taken a look at the energy efficiencies of our equipment and reduced energy consumption by retiring a bunch of old servers, consolidating tasks, replacing staff workstations. To prepare for technical changes, we've also upgraded the computers in KPFA studios, and we're going to roll out an active directory. What I mean by that is a process where everybody will know how things work, and no matter who's behind the board, no matter what happens, you'll know what to do. You don't have to yell and scream down the hall, Michael! And then Michael say, no. So we're working to implement a new subscription database also. We're hoping to get that in by April. We're discontinuing service with AT&T. This is wonderful. And we're projected to save between $50,000 and $100,000 by doing that. All those old AT&T lines that we have, those ISDN lines and all those, we don't need those anymore. Nobody uses those anymore. And they cost substantial amount of money. So we're going to get rid of that, and we're getting close to getting that done. So hopefully April will get it out of there, and that's going to save us a whole boatload of money. We'll have a different fiber situation that will sound even better than what an ISDN line sounds like. That's what everybody else in the world is doing. So we're just going to go do that. We're also building an independent high-speed point-to-point network between the station and the transmitter to bootstrap automation as well and to build out some of the redundancies and lower the cost of some of the operations that we do. Change challenges people, and, you know, I had to talk to some people on the staff last week and try to let them know that what we're trying to do is to try to make their jobs easier and more efficient. Nobody's trying to change things to get rid of their jobs. That's not the exercise. That's not what the point is. So I just wanted people to be sure of that and understand what we're trying to do. On-air events, Black History Month, KPFA's Amandala Radio Collective with Janine Etter working as the main coordinator and producer. Produced 12 hours of special programming celebrating Black History and the African American Heritage Month. That program is available in the archives if you didn't hear it. The day featured voices and stories and music and culture. We learned a lot by putting together that program this year. So there's some steps that are being made right now today to try to improve this thing. Kevin Cartwright coordinated publicity and social media exposure for the day. And there are conversations going on about how this year we can start working now to come up with better plans ahead of time so we can do these specials in a more effective way. I've always been a proponent of pre-promotion, promotion during, and then post-promotion. So we need to apply those kind of things to what we're trying to do. So we get more effect and promotional value out of what we're doing. International Women's Day programming is also in the works. While the actual day, March 8th, will fall during the fund drive, we will mark the day through programming on a regular schedule for that day. Then we plan to schedule special programming after the drive. Kevin Cartwright will head up special programming on this and is in the process of meeting with women of KPFA interested in producing. Upcoming fundraising events. KPFA Benefit Concert, May 12th at the UC Theater. It's going to be called Radioactive Resistance, a benefit concert for KPFA and DACA support services. I've been working on this since last fall with the promoters. The idea came from Cornel West. He first approached me about it with Arturo O'Farrell's Big Band. So we went ahead and we made the date, and We're gonna move forward with this. We've got Arturo's Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra and a whole other lineup, a bunch of people, but Cornell's out. He couldn't do it, so Danny Glover's in to take his place. And Danny's just going to come out and say a few words and that kind of thing, but we'll be able to use his name in the promotional value. So that, it's a terrific opportunity for us. We will, after expenses, KPFA and DACA, our organization supporting DACA, will split the proceeds. For us, we should come out, I don't know, around $25,000 for us. That's what we've been promised. So we're good with that, and our job is to promote the hell out of it. And the KPFA Vigilance Award event is going to happen first week of June. This will be our first gala-type event we're putting together on a small level, but yet we're still hoping to raise around $20,000 out of this one. More details are coming soon. I have meetings next week. I have to do some site visits until, when we really decide on what place we're going to do it at, and then we'll have the date and be able to give you both of those at the same time. So I don't have that. Now, all I know is we're going for the first week of June is when we really want to do it. And that's it.
Sounds great. Do we have any questions? Yes, Lisa.
Oh, thank you very much. That was really exciting.
Thanks.
I'm really exciting about the changes in engineering.
Yeah, I know you are.
That's only been like 15 years. Wow. So that's really great. I just have some specific questions. You said that you're going to be getting something to replace the ISDN. What would that be?
Well, a lot of people, a lot of radio stations out there use a different technology, and it's like a fiber cable that a lot of people use, even up in Fresno. He already does that. And it's cheap. It's just cheap.
Who provides that?
Oh, there's a host service. The same people that make our telephones that we use at KPFA. I can't remember.
But I mean,
I wish I could. I'm sorry.
It's not AT&T.
But I can email you that stuff if you don't mind. I mean, I don't have it at the tip of my head. I can have to talk to some of the guys that I'm
great.
Working with.
The vendor, that's what I'm saying.
No, we haven't. I don't know the name of the vendor.
Okay.
The guy I'm dealing with, you know Tim Poser? You guys? Anybody? His remember Tim? Well, he's one of the consultants we're talking to along with Rich Withers about this. And so we've been putting together, but I don't memorize that stuff. I sit in a room with these guys.
Okay, but you'll get it to us.
So. I can get it to you. Absolutely. No problem at all. It's easy.
The other thing was that's really good to hear about International Women's Day because we've been putting around emails with Janine and Safi talking about what's going to be happening. So it's good to hear that Kevin's coordinating.
Yeah, we put Kevin on it last week. And
uh-huh.
Janine now, you know, with the regular job working up front and all the rest of it, she doesn't really have time.
Right.
She's kind of burnt out coming out of the Black History thing. So Kevin is there to do those kind of special projects for us, too. That's one of the reasons why when we changed his job around a little bit, he's in charge of working with music shows and things like that.
So is this going to be an ongoing thing? Kevin's going to be doing special programming?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it. I've been talking about this for a long time. We put together this public engagement team. That's the name I gave the group of people that worked in subscriptions, programming, and management, and outreach. So we sat down, and my whole point with this, which I've said many times in these old GM reports, is some people we had there had expertise in stuff that we weren't using, like Kevin. Kevin is a marketing, I can't say genius, but boy, he's good. So to have a guy like that in the room and not using him at that level was just insane. So we sat down and worked out all the different job responsibilities and were able to share them and move them around enough where we didn't hire anybody. We just used the same people to fill in all the different holes. But we filled in some big holes with the marketing and the social networking stuff for KPFA. It's really important for us to get to have someone who really knows how to do that stuff.
Okay, so I really would like to encourage you to share this information with the staff because, like, for instance, on Women's Magazine, we've been talking about doing International Women's Day programming. We were going to go to Laura. So if we'd known
right.
that Kevin.
You should go to Laura.
Right. But if we'd known that Kevin was also doing this, So anyhow, all these exciting things would have been great to share with the staff so we know what's going on.
Well, we actually did send out a meeting about the, you know, that Kevin was going to, I explained everything about the different job opportunities in the staff memo last year to everybody.
Okay. So anyhow, it'd be great just so we all know what you're doing.
Yeah. Actually, some of this stuff has not been, a lot of people don't know.
Okay.
I mean, because...
Will you be sharing all this with the staff soon?
Yeah, the concert, for instance, we finalized that just 2 days ago.
Okay, great.
And I had to sign contracts, and I wanted to make sure that all the T's and I's and all that stuff.
Great.
Before, you know, putting it out there to the staff. And I wanted to make sure that it was safe for us.
And my last question is, do you feel like you need help with promoting since you're doing this? It sounds like you're doing more stuff, the Vigilance Award, and I'm not quite sure. I'd love more information when you get it about the UC Berkeley thing. Promoting these external events. Do you need more help with promotion?
No, I got a pretty good squad for the concert. It was Luis Medina and myself. We started working on that, and I brought Kevin in on it at the end.
Okay.
He'll take the ball now, and we'll be promoting it on the air and promos and, of course, on the website. And posters and stuff like that will be distributed. And they're handling all that poster stuff, the promoters and stuff. But with the gala coming up, right now it's just me and Antonio. We sat down and decided we were going to do this thing. I'm tired of waiting for people to come and help me. We're just going to get the ball rolling and kick it off and start rolling it down the road. But if anybody wants to join the team, doors wide open. Come on in. We'll give you something to do.
Right, and that's where internal emails to the staff would be helpful, too, because you could utilize the staff, the 200 of us, to help you out with whatever you need help with.
Yeah, I'll need your help, and you'll be hearing from me.
Okay, thank you, Carol.
What I would like to see is more memos to the staff regarding what's going on in engineering, because the only way to find out is to walk into your office.
I didn't want to put a lot of that stuff out yet, and while I'm in there's a couple of problems. I'm still looking for somebody to kind of be that chief engineer, because right now I'm the chief operator, so it's just extra work for me. I don't mind, but I'm looking for somebody, and I'm close, so I'd like to do it all at once. And I know I like to hold my cards close to my chest a lot like this, but it's just easier sometimes if I can pull it off that way. But you're right. There will be an email about the technical advances and stuff. And it was supposed to go out Thursday, and I got to beat somebody up about that.
I had a question before anybody else jumps this back. Quincy, I really liked hearing what you said about all the people who came forward, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm wondering, and that they wanted to help. And maybe we can continue to think about ways that people who want to help can kind of be involved in a way that is, going to really support the work that you're doing. And I know that Kevin, I saw him the other day, and he mentioned the KPFA birthday coming up, too. So that may be another event. And I think it's really good that during this horrible crisis situation that we're dealing with, that people are seeing these positive things. I think it helps them have a sense that, you know, we are going forward. So thank you.
So, you know, one of the things, the people that I talk to a lot of general managers in the country, and a lot of them call me during this, and a lot of my programming friends that I've known for years because I've been doing radio forever. And the big thing is they always say to me, how the hell are you going to work your way around this now? You know, it's always like that. And I keep telling them, I said, the one secret thing that people don't realize once you're here and you're dealing with the KPFA listeners and donors is that people don't realize how much they love this place. I mean, the outpouring from these people, it's serious. It's personal with them. And there's a lot of people that want to see the place strive and move forward. And it's just great because I always know that I can depend on their generosity. And so as long as we're giving them the right message, they'll hang with us. And one of the things, that's what I try to do, is listen to what they say and give the same message back to them. it's been very encouraging during this whole craziness. People were, I was writing, I had one email that I just cut and paste because I had to keep telling people the same thing over and over again. We don't have to do a fund drive right now. We're okay. It's Pacifica's having the problem. We're okay. We don't want to have more fund drives. That's why we're going to hold off, because everybody wanted us to just go right into fund drive, you know, and so we didn't do that. And we didn't need to, and I'm glad we did. So it's terrific.
Thank you, Quincy. Tim?
Quincy, I just want to thank you for the computer updates. They've been a long time coming, excited to hear about us going to fiber optic.
I promised you last year, but it took longer.
I understand. I'm glad it's finally here. Thank you. And I'm also really glad to be hearing that we're going to be saving so much money on ISDN going forward, because it's just a beautiful thing. I did get a chance to visit WWOZ in New Orleans recently, they are in the process, long into the process, of digitizing their entire music library. And I know we have a lot of different priorities, but I'd just like to add that into the hopper. It's a beautiful thing for them to be able to sit at control, and somebody says, I want a Professor Longhair record right now, and they don't have to get up. They click, 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 and they get the record. And we would also free up a lot of potential office space or meeting space if that music library didn't have to exist anymore, because it was all just a server. I did want to just bring people's attention to one other fundraising thing that's coming up. The annual Grateful Dead Marathon will be happening this next Saturday, 1 week from today. David Gans and I will be on for 16 hours playing Grateful Dead music. I know it's not everybody's favorite, but it has been a great tradition of fundraising for the station. We've usually been pretty successful, and we're trying real hard to be successful again this year. Lastly, I just want to thank you for your leadership through this time of crisis at KPFA. I think you've done an amazing job. I shudder to think of what it might have been like with some of the other leaders we've had over the years. And I just want to acknowledge you, your leadership through that, and say thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Thank you, Tim. Okay. We don't have a treasurer's report.
Question.
Just a second. Questions. Comments.
Thanks for being here, Quincy. Hope we'll see you monthly as the year goes ahead. A few years back, I walked into the main production studio to do a show, to record a show, and the guests were all there. Everything was ready to go. Lo and behold, I clicked on the computer, and the software I use, SoundForge, was gone. There was something called Audacity, which I'd heard of before, but never used. So I had no choice but to learn it right then and there on the fly. Luckily, I managed to do that, and we got a recording, which I saved and worked on later. Sometime after that, again with no explanation, SoundForge reappeared on that computer. But by then I'd gotten accustomed to Audacity. It was pretty good for recording. I'd use SoundForge still to edit. Now, lo and behold, earlier this week, I went in to record a show, same circumstances. Now, Audacity is gone. And there will be a question.
I realize there's a number of staff people here who have issues with Quincy, or who want to discuss particular staff issues with him. We're not here for that. Oh, no, we're not. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see, mister. No, we're not. And the point is, if you have a particular problem at work with your with our general manager, you need to bring that up with him at work. I have things to do today. I don't want to hear about your particular issue about a particular piece of software. That is wasting my time. So there's a lot of staff people here who have gripes. this is not the place to bring your gripes, not and waste everybody's time. And I'm not here to listen to it. If we're here, we're okay.
We have a parliamentarian here. As I said at the beginning of the meeting, I'm going to have Craig, the parliamentarian, rule on the legality.
As a parliamentarian, I would just reinforce what probably everybody here knows. Point of order is perfectly okay. When the chair has recognized someone, they have the floor. And if someone else, however, wants to object, then when the chair recognizes them, they can do that. It's just a matter of taking turns so we don't talk over each other.
And anyway, this was something I wanted to bring to the manager's attention because it's something that other staff have experienced. So anyway, I finished the background.
Can you finish it? Then make a motion.
I want to make a motion that the staff members who have individual issues to bring up with the general manager may not bring them up during the course of this meeting.
I'm looking for a second.
What's your point? You're out of order. You're out of order, Sasha. Just stop for a minute while we consider the ruling, please. Do we have a second on Bill's motion?
I could have finished this in the time we've spent arguing.
Go ahead, Anthony.
My point is, as staff members, we're not being told about changes that are made in main production and probably elsewhere in the building as well. And as we are in the communications industry, for goodness sake, and as I said, this has happened multiple times before, I would like to make it the policy of the station that these changes that staff are not taken by surprise by changes like this. That when something like this has to be done, and you know, maybe there's good reasons for one piece of software to disappear and another one to appear, but that we not be taken by surprise by it. That an email go out to all staff ahead of time saying, for X reasons, we have to do this. Please acquaint yourself with this going forward. We'll be there to help you if you need it in the week ahead. But these surprises just happen too much.
Okay, thank you. I would like to get somebody to be my timer. Susan, would you be a timer? So is 2 minutes per person, otherwise we'll be here all night, acceptable for the main body, as we usually do? Unfortunately, Sharon's not here, but we're lucky that we have Susan. Go ahead.
I just wanted to make Quincy aware that most of the technical issues that have not been completely resolved for his report, I very well could be available to help deal with those with my more than 50 years of experience with most of the items.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate your expertise.
Thanks, Tom.
That's helpful. Steve.
Thanks for your work, Quincy. There are a couple. You brought up earlier the planning that you're having for events like Women's Day and that kind of thing. I suggest we also have a day for May Day and that we work on getting labor. And also we collaborate with other stations, Pacifica stations, and have international segments to make it a real international May Day on KPFA. I think that would be a great event. And I've been traveling to South Africa, to England, and doing a lot of recording and contacting with union people in these countries. So having a May Day with all the struggles going on with working people would be very valuable. The other thing is, and I've raised it before, I think one of the goals of KPFA and Pacifica should be developing a multimedia platform, and that includes a streaming channel. And we had a series of big struggles here, anti-fascist struggle, 4,000 people right down the block, to have had a booth there where we could interview people live about why they're there, what the issues are. would have really added content to KPFA and Pacifica and would have brought us a lot of audience because it was a national event. People all over the country were looking at this thing. So I think we should consider developing that, and I know the apprentices have volunteered to do this more of the live programming, and I think it'd be a great asset, as well as other events. These events that we're having, live events or that kind of thing, could be streamed so that people in the, could see them if they can't watch them. Because a lot of young people aren't listening to radio. That's the way it is. They're not listening to audio. They're on their cell. They're looking for video content. And I think we need to look at how we can provide that the best way we can in a good way. And I think that would help Pacifica and KPFA. The other thing is digital channels. We've learned actually from Tom that it's possible with a digital transmitter for KPFA to have two additional channels. And we should think about that because I know there are a lot of programs that are trying to get on that we could have from around the country of great programming. And if we had a digital channel, we could have other programming, additional programming at KPFA. It would help build our station and build support.
Time's up. So, thank you.
Thank you. I agree.
Andrea?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I was going to bring up the thing about the multimedia platform. It would be really great to see that take shape. The other point, I just have an inquiry, Quincy. Thank you, first of all, for your report. I really appreciate that. Right on. Cool. Do you have a structure where you meet with all the staff at once? I was just wondering, how do you operate? I know there's a separation, you know, from the board here. And
I'm
there.
Known
how,
for my
how
lack
do, how do
of staff
that?
Meetings.
Oh, could I pause for just a moment? Are you videotaping this? There has to be an agreement from the entire group in order to videotape. Is there?
No.
No. Okay, there is not an agreement from the entire group, so please do not videotape.
So structure, because a lot of things come up, you know, and they were saying they didn't get this or that. How do you operate?
I have a open door policy where ideas like what Steve is talking about and Women's International Day and all those kind of things, they start there. And then I work with the staff members who are interested in moving those things forward. Or sometimes they come to me and tell me, and I say, great, get out, leave me alone, go fix it and go do it. That's awesome. But when it's time to put out information to the staff, I kind of wait until we get everything kind of wrapped up tight and have it down, and then I'll put it out. There hasn't been a lot of information for me to put out because we don't get a lot of information as general managers. I keep using the same joke over and over again, but it's true. The general manager of Pacifica, we're the Rodney Dangerfields of the network, and we get no respect. I mean, the PMB meets every week, but they never send us any information about what has happened. We don't know what the hell to do. We hear about these things secondhand. Even in the GM call that we have every week with all the general managers, all the affiliate people, everybody's on the call, we still don't get enough information even to come back and talk to our people about. That's the most frustrating part of the job. Especially during this crisis, it was like, what should we do? No one gave us any answers. And so I just did what I thought was best for KPFA. So that's why I went ahead and we paid payroll ahead of time, and we started paying our bills ahead of time so that we could continue to stay inside the building and broadcast if necessary. But there's things like that, too. There's a balance about, I think, as general manager or as a manager of anything, and I've been doing this for a long time, I held off talking about the Empire State Building until after Christmas. Okay, so I didn't want to ruin anybody's holiday. So I brought it up after Christmas, put it out in the memo. That's when things went crazy because I knew people were going to take it and put it on Facebook or whatever. It's not, you can't stop people from doing that, and I didn't blame them. I just gave them all I had. This is every drop of information that I had. This is how dire it looks. This is what I'm going to try to do for us. That's all I can do. But I thought it would have been not wise on my part to talk about that kind of stuff early, you know, because there were so many things that could have went so many different ways. We didn't know. We still don't know. There's still an axe over our head right now. There's no deal. There's no loan. There's no nothing. So that's why sometimes it's hard to make decisions about when to tell the staff everything.
Thank you, Quincy.
Or even when you're beginning to tell the staff.
We have another question here Chris.
Thank you.
Hey, Quincy. After reviewing the books for the last fiscal year, I noticed that the costs are creeping up a little bit. You pointed out something, the fiber that'll help reduce costs this year. That's great. Is there anything else that you're working on that'll help reduce costs, or are you planning on kind of growing our way out of the small loss that we reported last year?
Yeah, we're going to try to grow our way out of it. I mean, in last year's budget, I had one cut, and I think there was two salary cuts, mine included again for the third time, and I cut Yoshida's pay. And then we cut a few people's hours in an effort not to try to lay anybody off. But we had a couple of people targeted to lay off if things really went bad. It was a crazy year last year with people getting sick. We don't have a deep bench of people to come in and fill for some of the situations that we have, you know, the strange hours people have to work and so forth and so on. Children were born and people were sick and people retired and things like that. So we ended up not making those cuts because of that. So that put us over. So one of the things I decided with a bunch of people who sat down and just said, hey, let's raise more money. We've always hit our targets, and we know we could go higher, but you know it just relaxes the staff and the efforts to make the money. But we decided, instead of laying off people, let's try to raise more money. So we're going to take that shot and try to do that. That's why the goal is $700,000 for this next drive. We know how to raise the money now. We know how to do it. We've got the connection with the audience. We're speaking directly to them, and they are responding. I'm very confident in what we can do. I'm very confident that the money we can make in morning drive. The afternoon shows are coming through stronger. We need more work on that. The weekends have just gone through the roof for us, and I expect even more of that, especially with Kevin working with them now on promotional ideas going into the fund drive. So every show is like a special thing. We can do this. You know, we're starting to get our message together where everybody's echoing everybody else on the air about what we're trying to do for the radio station. There's empathy out there for us right now. I think it's a good time for us to go for it, Chris. I'm just going to do it. If push comes to shove and we can't make it, then we'll have to pull the trigger on something like that.
Yes, Tom.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that the second and third audio channels to 94.1 that Steve talked about is mostly would require an upgrade to the transmitter site with a minimal upgrade to today's studio analog technology.
Thank you, Tom.
Hey, Tom, talking besides B, a channel. Another channel just like KPFB, is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay, you're saying a translator type situation? What
no,
are you saying?
No. This is adding two more HD channels to 94.1.
Okay, Carol?
Thank you, Quincy. I would like to, as part of a recognition of the February programming and in line with Kathy Horsley's suggestion, move that the LSB thank the Amandala Radio Collective for their recent programming celebrating African American contributions to U.S. culture and recognizing their history of special oppression.
Second. All those in favor, raise your hand. Appears unanimous, except for... Okay, it's unanimous. Thank you. Motion passed. I know that we don't have a treasurer anymore because our treasurer, not till this afternoon probably. So I wanted to ask Quincy, does he have anything he can present to us or any information about the treasurer's report? Okay, thank you. Yes, Susan.
I was just wondering, I know we already accepted the agenda and everything, but if we should switch numbers Oh, it says 10 and then 9. Whatever. There, the PMB report and that is together. The election to fill the vacancy is going to be in the executive session then? Okay. Never mind. So could that be before the executive session?
Do I have a second? Yes. Yes, we are done. It's been a long time. We have a lot of business to do.
There's an error in the numbering. So let's correct that to executive session 10, then delegate assembly 11.
Switch. Yeah.
Okay, well, the numbers are out of order, and Christina will help you sort it out.
Christina who? It's like, okay, well, it will be before, but reflected right near as 9, before the PNB report. So with that, as we have no treasurer's report, we will go into the delegate assembly to fill a vacancy for Janet Coburn. Right. See.
Yeah.
On the agenda, was the PNB report was supposed to be before?
Yeah, but it's a numbering problem.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's
so
two nines.
We have to move it up.
Right. We're moving. Yeah, the numerical order is inaccurate. We're moving. Yeah, so all of the PNB report will be under 10. So we're going forward now with the
delegate assembly.
The delegates assembly. Okay, so we're recessing now the meeting. We're convening as delegates to report to fill a vacancy.
Okay. Craig Junkuli is passing out ballots. And we'll have an opportunity to go through nominations and suggestions. First suggestions for the appointment, and then...
Can we have one conversation, please?
Thank you. So, because there was so many nominations today, what I'd like to do is to go through and take suggestions for the appointment, and then nominations for all of the different vacancies that there are for election, and then we can have any discussion and then go into voting.
Thank you.
So we sit as a delegate assembly to fill a delegate vacancy, but don't we sit as an LSB board to elect the officers to the LSB? Isn't that right?
Okay. Steve.
Yeah. First of all, I wanted to find out on the appointment to the board, was that put on the announcements so people could hear it on KPFA? They don't go to the website?
Steve, you weren't at the last meeting where we talked about how we were going to handle the appointments. So we made a decision, and the language of the decision that was agreed upon at the last meeting is in the agenda.
No, I'm asking a question. Was it announced to the on KPFA radio that there was an opening for the board?
No, Steve.
Okay.
It was
decision. That's all. I just wanted to find out.
It was posted on the KPFA website,
yeah, okay.
And it was posted on KPFTX as a delegate assembly. And the language was posted, that is in the minutes, was posted on KPFA website by Miguel Guerrero. And then we did receive...
I just wanted to find out there was an announcement. I mean, that's basically what I want. The other thing is, do you have a list of all the people that applied to be appointed to that position?
No one applied. Except one person was nominated.
So no one has applied for the position of the to be a board member?
One person.
Just one
Carol
person.
Carol Spooner has been nominated.
Okay.
Or, yeah. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to suggest someone to be on the LSB? This is an appointment. Anyone here who has contacted anybody? They need to be a KPFA member.
Seeing as there's no one else running for this particular position, Carol would be seated by acclamation. Without objection. Are there any objections to that? Seeing none, there are two objections. Seeing as the majority rules there is no objection. There were two objections. All in favor, raise your hand. All opposed? Two abstentions. Three abstentions. Thank you. Carol is seated. Welcome, Carol. Congratulations and consolations. Condolences.
Okay, now we go back to the LSP. Okay, so you have ballots before you. First, we have nominations for chair, and I have received one nomination for chair for Susan Da Silva. Are there any other nominations for chair for the LSP?
Are there any other nominations? Seeing none, all in favor? Okay.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do that.
Carol needs a ballot.
Oh.
You need one,
okay.
Two ballots.
So, okay.
Well, do I have a timer? One-minute statement, please. Go ahead.
Okay. I think as chair, we need to make sure that we're as transparent as possible. And one of the concerns I have is in the recent past few months, there's been a lack of transparency. My view is if we're going to have a new member coming on the board or a new election to a PNB member, that the supporters and members of KPFA should be made aware of it through radio announcements on the radio so people know about the openings. Many people don't go to the website, but they do listen to KPFA, and I think that would be important The other concern that I've raised previously is that we have regular reports from our manager. I'm glad that Quincy was here, but frankly, in my view, it was inexcusable that during this period of possible closure of the station, we don't have a report from either Quincy or anybody else from management about what's going on. I think that's unacceptable. I think that's one of the requirements of the job. And as chair, I would make sure that the manager attends the meeting or a representative to answer questions and report to the board.
It's okay. I just want to say I was chair before for 3 years until my mental health could not sustain it anymore. I actually agree with everything that Steve said. I am very glad that Quincy made it to this meeting. I will definitely encourage him to continue to come to meetings. I think it's very important. And I also think that transparency is really good, and making announcements on the air about what's going on is really good. And that's it.
Thank you. Okay, so everyone has a ballot.
Okay, so those what we'll do is we'll go through, go ahead and write in. So we have a nomination for Susan Da Silva, and we have a nomination for Steve Zeltzer. So you may write in for the election of chair of the KPFA LSB, vote for one. Yes, now we're moving on to the other thing. Keep your ballots. Do not turn them in yet. Okay. You can draw pictures on them if you want. Election of treasurer to the KPFA LSB, vote for one. We have one nomination for Sharon Adams. Are there? And she is accepted. And are there any other nominations for treasurer? Yes.
Mike. So I have a question. Whoever is treasurer can't be on the PNB, is that correct? Okay. So that's why Chris is not the treasurer. I think that Sharon would make a great treasurer, but I'd also like to nominate Carol Spooner if she would do it, because she's paid such close attention over all these years. So I'd like some discussion of that, or if, I don't know if Carol would accept that nomination.
Carol, I saw your hand. Did you want to make a statement? Uh-huh.
Well, thanks for nominating me, Susan. Actually, when I thought about joining the LSB, I thought the best way that I could help here would be to serve as the treasurer. I have studied every financial report in great detail for the past 15 years, and I think I know as much or more than almost anybody, except maybe the CFO, about how the money moves around Pacifica. and I think it's really important to have that kind of contextual history as well as everything else in this time of crisis, and to serve on the National Finance Committee and really, really stay on top of it and give very detailed reports to the LSB about the financial condition of the foundation moving forward. So I think I am actually pretty uniquely qualified to do that at this point, for those of you who know me and have read my reports.
Thank you, Carol.
Any other nominations? Okay, so we have Carol Spooner and Sharon Adams nominated for treasurer. Vote for one.
So we have nominations for the PNB committees are the next order. Do we have any nominations to for anyone who would sit on a PNB committee for audit? Carol Spooner? Use the mic, please. Carol has nominated Sharon.
Sharon has already talked to me about wanting to be on a different committee, I think. So.
Thank you. Yes, Steve.
Yeah. Can you read the list of people who've nominated or been nominated themselves or been nominated for the different committees so we know like where it is?
We're going to go through one by one.
Well, I mean, just a list. Yeah, okay. I'd like to know ahead of time just to see
who's
been nominated.
Okay. Audit. I have. No one. Elections, Sharon. Programming, no, governance, myself, Carol Wolfley. Programming, myself, Carol Wolfley. Inclusion, Committee of Inclusion, and some of these other committees below that have not been meeting. I don't know if the affiliate group has been meeting. There may be those of you, I know Sasha has been on the audit committee and Anthony has been on the governance committee, so I don't know if people are wanting to be on those again.
Yeah, I think I sent you a notice. I guess you didn't get it. I nominated myself for the programming committee and the technology task force or whatever.
Oh, technology?
Yeah.
And programming. Okay. Okay. So let's go through audit. Is there anyone? And let me clarify that PNB members will be, our directors from the PNB will be nominated and seated separately. So this is only for people who are not PNB members. Okay, is there anyone? Yes.
I just would actually like to, since there's nobody else on there, nominate Sharon, even though we don't know that she's accepted, just in case she is not elected as the, and then she could turn it down. But we either have it empty or somebody who's agreeing and then turns it down. Oh, did you nominate yourself for audit?
Yes,
yeah,
Steve.
I think the procedure is you have to have somebody who is accepting the nomination before they can be voted on. So I don't think we can start nominating people for a committee and voting on people who haven't accepted the nomination. So it just doesn't work out that way.
Okay, thank you. So let's go back to audit.
I wanted to see if Carol Spooner would serve on the audit committee.
The bylaws specifically prohibit the same person serving on the finance and the audit committee. The audit committee is supposed to make sure the finance committee is actually doing their job. And it's a really important committee. Who is really, I mean, we have to get 3 audits done in the next 12 months. Somebody needs to step up who's conscientious. I nominate Steve Zeltzer.
I accept.
I nominate Sasha Futrin. She declined. Thank you.
So we have one nomination for the audit committee. Is that correct? No other nominations for the audit committee? Okay. Steve Zeltzer. Okay. Okay, election committee. Vote for two. You may vote for two. Sharon has accepted for election committee. Any other nominations?
I'll nominate myself for the election committee.
And Susan. Sharon and Susan, so that way we would have two.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to go back to the process, too, because we're really hoping for two, and that way it's also very good because if one of you can't make it, then the other one can. So that's a possibility to have alternates. All right, governance committee. Anybody? I nominated myself for governance. Anyone else? Anthony?
Yeah.
Anybody else? I didn't hear. Did somebody say something? Oh, Richard. Would you like to be on governance? Oh. I would have given it up for you, Richard. Okay, so we have myself and Anthony nominated for governance. Last one is programming committee. Lisa. Are you
I'm nominating myself. And I'm nominating Richard.
Steve, I understood that you wanted to be nominated.
I nominate Tom Voorhees.
Okay. And, okay, I self-nominated Carol Lovely. And there's, so Steve, me, Tom, and Lisa. Okay, would anybody, because this is a little more contentious, or more options, we can maybe take a minute each to talk about what we're wanting to do.
So the reason I'm running for this is I think that Pacifica really needs to start leveraging its programming, number one. There are a lot of great programs on different stations. Nobody knows about them. And I think we could really, I think one of the things I would like to see is a Pacifica website with programming so people know all the programming coming out of Pacifica. That would be an important thing, just the information as to what programming is available. And I would like to see a building up of a channel, a Pacifica streaming channel with the best of the programming. 24 hours a day, they could have programming from happening around the country. I think that would really be a tremendous thing. The other thing I want to develop is a channel, a live streaming channel, in which their national events, like in San Francisco or the Women's March or like the Anti-Fascist March, that channel could have live programming on it. And we also contribute other stations, get other affiliates and the stations to contribute programming on a live streaming channel. I think that would be great, and it would involve a lot of the different stations in national programming. The other thing, yeah, so those are, I've got more things, but those are some of the ideas.
I actually agree with a lot of what Steve says. I just say it a little differently, I think. I guess I would like to see us do a lot more marketing of what KPFA is. As I said many times before, people under 30, unless they're already involved in the movement, don't really know about KPFA, and I would like to see us hire a marketing/development person to market KPFA and really develop coalitions with people who aren't just in the converted movement, because I do think we have great programming. And maybe not just have the dogmatic programming, maybe expand our programming to be a little bit broader. So I would love to see it expanded.
Thank you, Lisa. Tom?
Yeah, I pretty much ditto to what Lisa and Steve both said. The only thing I would add to the programming is I favor when the financial situation improves to some degree to strengthen up the news programming at KPFA and throughout the network.
So I was on the programming committee last year, and one of the things we were looking at is using Pacifica, stats.pacifica.net, and I encourage people to use that as a resource because you can look at that, and it shows what programming is being listened to online, and that correlates with on the radio as well. It multiplies up. And to look at that, to look at the fundraising that's being done from different programs, and to look at the relationship to the mission. So I feel very strongly that at this time we need to be in touch with what's happening in the country, and that means developing a national news sharing network where we have really independent news that's strong, that is courageous, and at the same time we have quality, and we make it as professional
time
as we can through national sharing. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, so Committee of Inclusion, anybody, please know that is a committee that has to do with diversity. And I don't, all of those committees below there, I do not believe are actually active committees like the Coordinating Committee, the Committee of Inclusion, the Technology Committee, the Spanish Language Programming Committee. I was on the Development Committee. We never met. I think the Archives, I don't think that's a functioning committee, and the Affiliate Committee might be. Does anybody know? But to my knowledge, none of those.
Yes, Aki?
All those committees you mentioned sign up, they're not elected, so you don't have any election for them. So Committee of Inclusion is elected, but all the other ones below just sign up, so anybody can join.
Thank you, Aki. So, hey, we're reaching out to everybody here to see if you want to be involved in being on those, the Committee of Inclusion.
If there are people who do get together to talk about what to do about the archives, I would like to be involved with that. So you can put my name down for that.
Yes, Aki? It's caught under the wheel. Thank you.
Okay, so one more item is that we adjusting the PNB committee election this weekend. And then once that's done, then we'll add all of the LSB people to that and all of the, you know, sign up also. So I'll send a notice to all the LSBs for all the names to be added.
Anthony.
Yeah, maybe National board member can confirm this, but my understanding was coordinating committee is for directors only, not for LSB members.
Cross it out.
Aki, Chris, help me out here. But there was a new committee created at Thursday night's LSB meeting, which was a strategic planning committee. I think that's what it's called. And do we elect our person, or it comes from the director? The directors elect.
You know, Chris, do you know? Because I wasn't at the meeting, the last PNB meeting, so I'm sorry.
I don't know, really. Carol, who's a bylaw specialist, might be able to answer the committee. Pass her the microphone, Andrea. I know.
I read the motion. The PNB will elect station representatives from PNB members only.
Thank you. And you want to go over all the names for us before we finalize our ballots, Carol?
Let's take a moment. Well, I think we just went. Does anybody have any confusion about anything? Is everybody ready to vote? Carol Spooner?
I really want to go back and say I'm very disturbed that we only have one person on this audit committee. We could lose our nonprofit status in the state of California, which would take everybody in the whole network off the air pretty darn fast. So we need people on the audit committee who will support funding the audits and getting the staff necessary to get it done. And we need two people from this station. I'm embarrassed that only one person stood forward. You don't have to be good at math, but you have to support our statutory duty to get these things done. So can somebody please self-nominate?
I nominate. Oh, Ramsey.
Sorry, I have a request and then also a question to clarify. First, I just want, before we take a vote, if you can kind of review everybody who's been nominated one more time. And then the PNB committees, are these for the national, the Pacifica, not KPFA only? Right?
Right.
Okay, just want to be sure.
I want to nominate Christina against your audit committee. Okay, she accepted. All right, so we've got Christina and Steve Seltzer nominated for audit committee. Never mind. Sorry. Okay, for election committee, we have Sharon Adams and Susan DeSilva. For governance, we have Carol Wolfley and Anthony Best. And for programming, we have Steve Seltzer, Lisa Detmer, Tom Borges, and Carol Wolfley.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It seems to me that the only place where we have to do an election is on the treasurer, because there are two people there, and on the programming, because there are four people there, and otherwise the two people on audit, two people on elections, two people on governance are automatically there. Am I correct?
Yes, you are. You can write them in if you want, but.
Oh, yeah.
There are two. And two for chair. Yes, Tom.
Yeah, I want to self-nominate for governance.
Okay. Then we have three for governance. And we can go ahead and vote, and someone will collect the ballots. Craig will collect the ballots. Thank you.
Too late. They're picking up the ballots already. Because they're picking up the ballots, Jim. Yeah.
So after we count the ballots, we'll have a 20-minute break for everybody. What do people want? We're trying to get out of here at a decent hour, but people have to have enough time to have a decent break. So okay, well,
yeah.
We can take a break. So we can take a break right now, 20 minutes. What do people think? Okay.
Any more ballots?
Okay, 20 minutes. Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order. We need to reconvene. And I'm going to have the results of the election. Craig is going to read those out for us. We're recording? Okay. Thank you. No, I think we need to move on. It's been way more than 20 minutes, and it's time.
Okie dokie. Let's see. Okay, if you want to note this anywhere on your own sheet. For chair, the winner was Susan. For the treasurer, it was Carol Spooner. There was one write-in on the audit committee, but the winners were Christina and Steve. There was also a write-in on elections, but the winner was Sharon and Susan. On governance, it was close, but it was Anthony and Carol, Wolfley. And programming came down to Carol Wolfley and Lisa. And then for the ones down below, is that just anybody who wants to join can join? Is that okay? So there was Tom for affiliate committee. Susan won for archives, or does anybody who volunteers for that? So both Tom and Susan then volunteered to be on the archive committee. Tom also volunteered to be on the development committee. Tom also volunteered to be on the technology committee, as did Steve. And that was it.
Thank you, Craig.
Congratulations to the winners, and thank you to all who ran.
Thank you.
Can you also transmit the tallies, the vote counts to who's ever keeping, I guess, the secretary?
By transmit, do you mean state them now, or do you mean just have them available?
No, just save them. Let's say so-and-so got 15 votes.
So you want the numbers now?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the record.
Okay, on chair, the vote was 15 for Susan, 3 for Steve, and 1 for Carol. It didn't say, just said Carol. I didn't notice, but Susan was the clear winner. So. For treasurer, the vote was 14 for Carol Spooner. and 5 for Sharon Adams. For Audit Committee, the vote was 15 for Christina. Steve was 14. Tom got 1. I think that one was a write-in. On the Elections Committee, Sharon got 15. Susan got 16. Tom got 1. On Governance, Anthony got 10. Carol Wolfley got 14. Tom got 7. Programming, Tom got 4. Carol Wolfley got 11. Steve got 6. Lisa got 14. And do you want to know the numbers for the committees down below the down below there? I can quickly read them off. That's voluntary? Okay. These are volunteers, so okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm doing this with, I hope, a lot of support from all of you, and especially from Carol Wolfley, who appears to be made of gold. So it looks to me like the next thing on the agenda is the PNB report, and along with that, the report from Bill Campisi on the lawsuit. And then after that, we're going into executive session. So who's doing the PMB report?
I suggest we just do the Campisi thing, and then we go into executive session on the PMB report, because the lines on what the issues are and what has to be, I mean, the important stuff has to be in executive session, and I don't know. And we can figure out what to report out after we talk about it and figure out what among the things we talked about we should report out.
Okay, then I'll hand this to... Oh, hi, Steve. What do you...
I mean, the PMB report, if it's been discussed publicly in the PMB, which everyone has access to, it should be able to be spoken about here. So I don't see going into a private session for something that's already been publicly discussed. So I think we should have the PMB report and have a discussion here.
Yeah. Richard.
I tend to agree with Steve on this, but I do have one question for you, Carol, which is that if you would rather do this in executive session and not have it public, why? I mean... I want to know what is the purpose of not making it public rather than just let's make it public or not? Why do you think it should be private?
Well, first of all, I don't have anything to say about the public session because I don't remember what we did. I mean, maybe Chris does or something, but a lot of the stuff in the public session is just, you know... So procedural, and so it's not much of a substantive report. So the stuff that it strikes me that really should be shared here is stuff that was in the executive session. I'm not sure all of the stuff that's in the executive session should be in the executive session, but it was put in the executive session, which means there's a burden on me to be in the to continue it in the executive session, and then we could sort through and see what's what. But maybe Carol Spooner listened to the whole thing and could give a report of what was said in the public session. It's such a stressful meeting with so much going out. The stuff that's really concerning all of us, I think, is mostly in the executive session, and that's what I wanted to talk about.
Okay, I'm going to call on Carol Spooner and then Carol Wolfley, who I think both are not on the PNB but have something to say about this.
I just want to say that if it was discussed in the executive session of the PNB, it has to be discussed in the executive session here. That's the reason. And Carol says it wasn't anything she remembers that happened in the public session.
I prepared a flyer that I thought would be helpful for us, and we could talk about that in open session. And also, I have some comments about the meeting.
So your flyer is in response to what you heard at the PNB meeting?
Past PNB
meeting. Yes, Carol.
I think that a discussion of this flyer should be informed by what's in executive session. And then we can look at it and see whether or not we think that it should be reported out in public session. Like I said, I don't know. I can't think that straight anymore.
Okay, Steve and then Lisa, and then we're going to move on.
Look, there have been public meetings of the PMB, and there's been discussion in the PMB. And we should have a report here on what's been discussed and reported at the PMB. That doesn't mean everything, but the stuff that has been taken up at the PMB in public should be discussed here and report on it.
Okay, Lisa?
Yeah, Steve, so I agree with you. The public stuff should be discussed publicly. However, I also agree that what was discussed in executive session should be discussed in executive session. So I guess what I would like to make a motion for is that we move into executive session, discuss what was discussed in the executive session and in the public, and then we can report back what was in the public in
okay.
afterwards.
Before we go into executive session, we are going to hear from Bill Campisi. And Carol Wolfley has volunteered to summarize the public portion of the PNB. So, Sasha, is there something you want to say before Carol does that? Okay. All right. Carol, if you'd like to give a brief summary of the PNB meeting, that'd be great.
There is one significant thing beyond what Sasha's talking about that happened at the last PNB meeting that I heard. And that was there's being a national committee being formed to deal, a strategic committee to deal with the overall financial situation of how to move Pacifica forward. And so that committee will have representatives from each station on the PNB plus PNB officers because they're wanting, I guess, a smaller working committee. What was puzzling to me is there was also a question about a special task force as well. So they may be forming lots of committees. Thanks.
Okay. Bill, you're on.
On the 16th, a few days ago, Ford Green filed an opposition to the petition that I filed, the lawsuit, and I am in the process of writing a reply to that opposition, and the trial is March 6th. The position that Pacifica has taken in the brief is that there is no such thing as a delegate assembly, and that we meet as a subcommittee or a committee of the PNB, and therefore everything we do is in their control, which I find is somewhat disingenuous because my understanding is that within the last couple of years, the board took the position that if an LSB did not notice an election was going to be held through a delegate assembly, they invalidated the election. So, but that ruling doesn't suit their position now.
The other thing was that Janet Coburn filed a 20 or 30 page declaration, which is extraordinary in a courtroom, unless it's germane. And in that declaration, she spent a great deal of time talking about pro-bankruptcy and pro-bankruptcy directors and pro-loan directors, et cetera. The court's not going to pay any attention to that whatsoever, not the slightest. The only thing the court cares about are what the bylaws say, how you interpret the bylaws, and what's the remedy. So let's say we elected Susan incorrectly. What's the remedy for that? Does that mean that the PNB suddenly gets to take over the election? So those are the questions that the board, that the court will deal with. And if I have to predict, I predict that Aki will be, the court will approve Aki as having been elected as a director. They will approve Susan having been elected as a delegate. In fact, the opposition says nothing about the election of Susan as a delegate. It's unopposed. So I don't understand that, because the motion, the Alex Steinberg motion, said that they didn't recognize the election of Susan Silva as a delegate. So, in fact, if they are right, then Susan Silva can't be doing what she's doing. She's not a delegate. And then we can't be what we're doing. Anyway, this will all be sorted out on the 6th of March. I would say that what I'm trying to do, so that you all understand, I'm trying to get declaratory relief, which means that the court will say what the bylaws mean, and then that will have an effect for future disputes. I'm trying to get a ruling from the court that will settle this, so that in the future people can look to this decision and say, okay, this is how we have to interpret these bylaws, because if there's another lawsuit, we're going to win or we're going to lose. So that's what I'm trying to do. I did make an offer to settle the lawsuit, a 5-page offer. I have never heard anything back from Ford Green or anyone in response to my offer. So, questions?
So, did I understand you to say that Pacifica is arguing that there's no such thing as a delegate assembly? But is it also true that the words delegates and delegate assembly are in the bylaws?
The term delegate assembly is not in the bylaws. But if you notice, the term delegate assembly is on the document that we were given today in connection with the agenda and what we're going to be doing today. It says delegate assembly right on here. And Article 4 of the bylaws deals with delegates and their election and their rights. Article 5 deals with election of directors by the delegates, and also Article 4, Section 10, deals with replacing a midterm delegate vacancy. So Article 7 is the group of sections that deal with us as an LSB and as a committee of the PNB. And we have enumerated powers or duties in Article 7, none of which involve elections. So the election stuff is not part of Article 7, which is the LSB part of the bylaw. So I don't think their arguments are good.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think this is, frankly, a waste of time and energy for Pacifica and KPFA to spend time talking with lawyers about lawyers filing suits against Pacifica. That's what we're talking here. Instead of spending time about how to develop KPFA and do what we have to do as our goals, we're doing something else. That's the first point. Secondly, frankly, it was a rigged election. People didn't even know election was taking place. The members were not informed there was an election, whatever the law is. And people should be informed when there's an election for a new delegate to the board. It wasn't done. And then to cover that up, somebody is put forward as a representative on the PNB who's not even eligible. Who's not eligible. And then we go to court to sue? What are we talking about here? What really are we talking about here? We're talking about spinning wheels and spending time and money of Pacifica for a court thing, which will do what? How will the court thing solve the problem of KPFA and Pacifica? That's what I'm concerned about. And frankly, there are too many lawyers involved in Pacifica already. That's my view. We've got to get the lawyers out, and we've got to develop a, really a programming perspective, a program to rebuild Pacifica and be
okay.
relevant
Steve,
to the people.
Steve, you said that already. You said that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we asked Phil to do a report, and are there any other comments before we go? Okay. I'm gonna ask that all comments on all discussions be 2 minutes or less going forward.
I just wanted to say this is a non-bill, that I forwarded the agenda that we had for the open session of the the last PNB, so you can have a sense of, and mostly what we did was we did approval of minutes, and then people were going around the room to say some things about what their ideas were to increase revenue, and that was it. And then what we normally do is have a time certain to end the open session so that we can get to business in the closed session. And so there was not, you know, that's what happened.
Actually, before we go into the closed session, I have a question for the secretary. So are there minutes for the meeting that happened between the two regular meetings?
Those were voted on today for the January, 27th meeting. It's a double-sided, so it had January 6th. You may not have got both.
I only got one. Okay. That's fine. If they exist, I'd like a copy of them. That's all. Okay, at this point, we're going into executive session, so I think there's only one person in the room who actually has to leave. Thank you very much for coming. Oh, two people in the room. Craig also. Sasha can leave can stay, but Craig and... Craig, thank you very much for having been here. Yeah. We really appreciate it. Okay, thank you, Tim. Okay. We're returning to the regular meeting, and the next thing on the agenda is to approve our meeting dates for 2018.
So moved.
Yes. I'll let the secretary do that.
The report out adopted by at the executive session was there were discussions of financial negotiations and matters. Financial negotiations regarding Pacifica and personnel issues that required executive session.
Okay. Approval for the meeting meeting dates going forward. Yes, Carol.
I will move.
Okay. Moved and seconded. And now
we could strike one of these because we don't have to meet this many times a year, and I would suggest we strike November. And so I move to amend that we strike November.
I'd rather strike September myself.
Strike November. Strike November.
Okay, let's have one person at a time. Carol W., did you want to say something?
Well, I just wanted to say I would prefer to keep them on because it's a lot easier to cancel them. And if something comes up, then we're set. I'd like to keep them on.
Okay, Ramsey, did you still want to say something? Or Steve, did you want to say something? Okay. All right. Any other discussion? No? Okay. All in favor say aye, or all opposed? abstentions. No, it was one abstention, Richard. Okay. okay.
Well, this is about item 15. The old business about program evaluations. I did speak to Tom Livingston when he was here. He is interested in maybe looking at the forms that we have developed for KPFA for evaluation for the general manager, and he looked over those briefly and said to get back to him, but they may be interested in using those for other stations in the network, and so once we go over those a little more, then we'll be bringing them back to the LSB.
Steve.
Yeah, the old business as well should be the establishment of the LSB Technology and Multimedia Committee and biannual town hall meetings. They've already been introduced as resolutions, so they're old business. And hopefully we'll get to them at our next meeting.
Okay, did you note that, Carol? Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn? Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, anybody opposed? Okay, we're adjourned.